Are you frustrated with social media and the constantly changing face of your social media platform? Well, if you're like me, you're slightly frustrated, and we're going to talk about those frustrations and the things that are good about these changes on today's Ant on the Move podcast. In recent months, Instagram has been changing so many things on their platform. I've been doing some reading. It looks like they're trying to connect more with with Facebook, their parent platform. And so a lot of things are looking different, are changing. And so we want to talk a little bit about that today. One of the newest things that I saw, which is very interesting, is the Creator Studio. It seems that now Instagram and IGTV, which before have been very heavily mobile-only based. Like, you've only been able to post pictures on your phone, post videos on your phone, which is okay, but if you're like a big corporation, it'd be easier to do some of those things, schedule things from your computer. And so that wasn't possible. And you had to use third-party apps like Hootsuite, or Later, I think, is one that was very popular. But those still required your mobile involvement, because many times you had to click and say yes, I approve, I want this message to go out, so forth. And so it still required you could set something up on your computer, but you still had to have that mobile device to promote things, which, companies that want to be able to be promoting stuff every day of the week, but you want to have it set so someone on Saturday or Sunday, their day off, doesn't have to be focused on making sure, this post has to go out now. That's very complicated. It's complicated for companies. And so Instagram has changed things. And so it's Instagram and IGTV are now supported in Facebook's Creator Studio. One problem, if you're like me and you don't have a Facebook account, it makes it a little bit difficult to use, but if you link your Instagram account to your Facebook page, you're able to create, upload, and schedule content on your desktop for publication on both Instagram and IGTV. Another benefit I can see is that you can pull images and videos from your existing library on Facebook, or then you upload new ones as well. So that's, this is from AdExpresso.com, some information I read there. So that's a very good feature for people, with big corporations, big companies, or even for little guys. You want to be on vacation and you don't want, you want to post things to social media to keep it active, keep people talking, but you want to get away from social media, just kind of, chill out from it for a little bit. That makes it possible for you to be able to do, get everything scheduled, because life is hectic. It's very frustrating for me some days to try to post to Instagram. Things going on, my daily schedule is different every single day. Like today, I'm recording a bunch of podcasts during a hurricane. I'm waiting for the hurricane to pass on through, and batch recording a bunch of podcasts. But if I could do that with Instagram as well, like at the beginning of a week or the beginning of a month, just batch a bunch of Instagram posts and have them ready to go. All those captions, those hashtags, just spend like 1 day, 2 days working on all that, being able to get it all out ahead of time would be awesome. My problem also is that I'm not that organized. Like, I decided to make this podcast on Instagram today, not like 2 weeks ago. So it's, at the last minute is when I make a lot of decisions. So for me, having this ability to batch do Instagram, it might be make it easier. So I'll have to decide if I'm going to get a Facebook account or not in order to do that, because this way it would be free compared to using Hootsuite or Later, which are, I think some of those offer free programs, but it's very limited. Like you get one post a day, and I think with that you also would have to, you personally have to go and hit yes, post this, whereas some other, it sounds like it would load automatically, which would be a great help to small content creators, big content creators. It would be an amazing, amazing thing. So that's a very cool feature that Instagram has come out with. So hey, 1 point for Instagram. The next thing we'll talk about is with, I believe this is within Stories. It's called the Countdown, which is very cool. I've only used it once. I think I used it to count down to the weekend or something. But it's the option to be able to count down. So like if you're going to be opening a business or launching a subscription, launching a free trial or something, then having that free option to you have a countdown, like, hey, here's your reminder of when this is going to happen, when this is going to go into effect. That is an awesome little feature to have. I'm not seeing it actually on mine. Where is it? Oh, there it is, the countdown. And so that, I think that's been around for a little while now, but that is a great feature to have. You're doing those announcements, or like if you're doing even a baby reveal, if you want to let people in your family know, hey, we're going to reveal the gender of our baby. Is it a boy? Is it a girl? And that would be a fun way to kind of remind people. You do a countdown. You know, we're going to go live at 5 o'clock. Here's the countdown. Be ready to come watch live on Instagram when this happens. And that's a great way. And something I did not realize is you're actually able to, let me make sure I read this correctly, people will be able to subscribe to the countdown timer and they'll receive a reminder in their notifications when the countdown is complete. So if you see that reminder, like, hey, the sale is going to happen, like Black Friday would be a great time to use this. We're going to have a Black Friday sale starting at 4 a.m. Then people can go, they can plug that in, they can get that notification, wake up 4 a.m. and go shop your Etsy shop. Which plug, I have an Etsy shop now, go check me out, is you would type in etsy.com/shop/ant on the move, and you can find my printable designs there. So quick plug for myself. But you know, if you have a sale going on, you can go and you can plug that and let people know, and they can be reminded of when that sale is going to happen. So this is a great plugin. That countdown timer has so many uses. It's not just for counting down to the weekend or counting down to my vacation. It can be a great reminder if you're doing a business offering some free service, a trial service. It's a great way to do that. Lots of cool options for that. And I have some ideas now of ways I'm going to use it. So that's a great, great tool. Something that's new on Instagram. I haven't decided if I like it yet or not. Let me pop up my Instagram so I can look at it, be looking at it while we're talking about it here. Hang on, where am I? Is the new profile view. So before you used to have a much bigger picture, I guess, of what you looked like. Honestly, now I don't remember what the difference is. Let me switch accounts here and see if, I think my older account has, it looks a little bit different. Yeah, so before, which one's different? Hang on. Are they both the same now? Oh, they're both the same now. So now, like, it used to be much smaller, how many people you had, how many followers you had. It was also much smaller, like, to email. That used to be much smaller. Let me go check on somebody else's account so I can see what theirs looks like here. But there's ways used to look so different. Now the link to to go through, that's much bigger now. It's a little bit easier to see. To message someone, that's easier to find. My favorite feature though, in the changes of Instagram so far, is like if I go and press on someone's picture, but I want to go back and see the picture beforehand. Like before, you had to go and click out of that picture and go to the next picture on the feed and press on it. Now I can just scroll up, and then if I want to see ones that are farther down, I just scroll down, which is so awesome. That's one feature I do enjoy greatly about Instagram. It helps me to be able to spend more time wasting on Instagram because I can scroll much faster and look at more pictures. But that is a very useful feature. I haven't decided yet if I like the new way it looks. I guess I do. It doesn't look bad. It just, now I'm used to it, I guess, so it looks normal. At first it was like a little, ooh, what's this? What am I looking at? But now, accustomed to it, it looks fine. But I would love to know, what is your favorite feature about Instagram? What's the part that you enjoy using the most? Do you enjoy stories more? Do you enjoy just posting to your feed? Now, I've noticed, for a couple weeks in, what month was it? It must have been July. I didn't post hardly at all to social media. I was just tired, didn't feel like dealing with social media. And so I looked at social media, but I did not post to social media. And in that time, when I went back to start posting again, I noticed a dramatic drop in the amount of likes and views of my Instagram post. And I was like, wait, what happened? Like, currently my post yesterday that I did only had 5 likes. Let me see how many views it had, though. It had about... Oh, well, that was really bad. It only had about 26 views. I did it at a funny time. But back... let me see here. Go back a couple months. A couple months ago, I used to be able to get, like, 29 likes and... you know, 50 plus, you know, reach on my videos and pictures. I've never gotten a huge amount of reach on mine. Some do better than others. Some get like 92, some gets more. It just depends. I'm bad about the time of day that I post. But I've noticed now I can barely get 5 views. Like, this one has 5. One actually, from Sunday, had 12. 9, you know, these are likes on them. But, you know, the views might be 50 or less. And so the algorithm in Instagram has changed so much that it's looking out for more engagement. If, like, your followers aren't engaging with you, if you're not engaging with other accounts, then your posts are not going to be promoted as much to other accounts. It's like, Instagram, how exactly do you expect me to grow if you won't show my post? So I'm working on trying to be more consistent, like the time of day when I post, trying to get out and post on more people's pages as well, which will help engagement. But the algorithm has defeated me. It's like, ah, why did this happen? But yeah, it's very frustrating. So I found that in stories have been much better. I do 2 Instagram accounts, my personal one and one for my mother's business. And that one, we have made more sales since I've been posting to these stories. I just post items that we're selling or post information, you know, what we're doing right now. And those posts have driven more traffic to our site. You've had more people click the bio link or just go directly to our shop. And that has been a huge, huge change. I hadn't been using stories on that account as much, but we weren't getting any views on our feed. So I figured, well, try some stories, see what happens, see if it pops up a little bit higher. And because the stories, the algorithm is different on those, how it's transported than the way the feed is. And so, you know, we can get, you know, 20, 30 something views on our Instagram stories, where we might only get, you know, 15 views on our feed. So that is definitely a way to, you know, work the system, I guess. You gotta get onto the stories, post those, and you can use Canva. It's a great way to pre-make some posts to go on the stories because of the different shape and the different size. There's some cool ways you can do that. I found that using the, the Pinterest size in Canva, that's one of the best ways to make posts for Instagram stories. It's just about the right size. It's that longer length, and so it kind of fits in perfectly. It looks good. So I would suggest doing that. If you're working on making some, head on over to Canva. There's a free way you can make them. You can pay for the monthly subscription if you want. But there's a lot of cool options on that. So check that out. Get into your stories. Get making some stories and have fun with that. And I have one more topic we'll talk about in just a moment. Something Instagram has been trying is removing the visibility of how many likes pictures have in Canada, Australia, Ireland, and I forget what other countries, several other countries. So what this means is, like, let's say I go to National Geographic and I'm looking at a photo of a monkey. I go and press like on that picture because I liked the picture, I liked the story behind it, I press like. Well, that's all I see. I'm not going to see how many other people liked that photo. Now, I'll be able to go down and read comments and see other people's comments of how, you know, people like the photo or dislike the photo, see people's opinion on it. But I will no longer be able to see how many other people also liked that photo. So the reason Instagram is talking about doing this worldwide, platform-wide potentially, is the obsession with likes. I recently talked to someone in another country. We were talking about bubble tea. And they were telling me that in their country, people will go and buy a bubble tea. They will take a picture of bubble tea, and then they will throw the bubble tea away. And the reason that because they don't like bubble tea. They don't like the taste of it. But they know it will get them likes. It will get them views on Instagram. So they are going and doing that to get those likes because, well, their friend did this. They took, you know, a cool picture with a bubble tea and they got 15,000 likes. So they're going to go do that. Well, you know, and it's not bad to have the competition, but what's happening is people are becoming obsessed with likes. We're comparing, all this comparison going on. So Instagram, trying to curb that, is thinking about taking away our visibility to see likes. Now, what happens is, like, if you go to Ant on the Move and you like one of my photos, you will not see how many other people liked that photo, but I will. I will get to see how many people liked it. What were the insights on it? How many people viewed it? How many people liked it? I will get to see that. But you, as a viewer, or a someone who wants to do something similar on Instagram to what I am doing, or as a fellow podcaster, a fellow YouTuber, you won't be able to see the amount of engagement on my photo. Now, if someone goes and starts doing comments, and there's a lot of chit-chat, that you'll be able to see still, of course. But just how many people liked my photo, my style of photo, or who said, oh, this is cool, this video looks interesting, like. You won't be able to see that anymore. And so Instagram thinks this is a good idea. Now, I would love to know what you think about this. And when I post on Instagram, when this YouTube video goes up, there'll be a post on Instagram about it. And I would love to know, what is your opinion? Do you think this is a good idea? Is this a bad idea? I have two thoughts on it. I think in one way it's a good thing because it will take away some level of that over-competitiveness that is making people either do foolish things, dangerous things, like, you know, if you're doing, you know, the Instagrammers, YouTubers who, you know, try to get in these dangerous positions to take photos, this might curb other young people who, you know, are inexperienced, just, you know, not thinking of safety. It might curb them from trying to take a similar photo because they won't see how many people liked it or thought it was cool. So in that way, it may help. Now, on the other side, for me as a content creator who's doing, you know, posting things to Instagram, I like to be able to see what other people are liking. Now, sometimes I know it's just people like things because it's a certain person's name, you know, a famous person. They're just gonna like that because they want to be noticed by that person. Cool, fine, I don't care. But I want to be able to see, like, okay, if I do a video about Starbucks pumpkin spice coffee, I want to see how well mine is doing compared to what someone else is doing. And, like, be able to compare is like, who, okay, so if I had done my picture a little bit differently, taken it a little bit differently, would that have helped my engagement more? And so in that way, it can be helpful. But it's the same as, like, with YouTube videos. I mean, if you go and take away the view counter, so I can't see how many other people viewed that video, you're doing the same thing. It's like, I, you know, for me as a content creator, if I see, okay, this guy made a really good video, okay, so this is his style, this is what he did, sure, you know, he's well known for this already, maybe, but if I could do something similar, take the same, like a comparison, if you check out Jordan Taylor, he did a video on comparing water from different stores. He went to different fast food restaurants and he got just a cup of water and he compared them, he tasted them, and he got like a million views. So I was like, okay, well, I could do something similar. I could do a comparison of this soda compared to this soda, blind taste test of, you know, different types of Mountain Dews or things like that. And so that gives you the ideas, like, oh, PK, people like this. People think this is interesting. So maybe I can do something like that. So having that likes ability to see that for content creators is beneficial, it's useful, but I also understand the downside to it. So that's all I have to say on that topic. But again, like I said, I would love to hear what you have to say on it. If you are following me here on Anchor, leave me a voice message and tell me what you think about this, and maybe I'll make a special podcast including your answers to it. Or head on over to Instagram, tell me what you think on my my Instagram post, and maybe I'll read some of those comments on the next podcast. I will do it. If you send me a comment on what you think about, you know, Instagram likes, I will include it on my next podcast. So tell me about those. I would love to hear them. I think it'd be an interesting discussion to see your opinion, if you think it's good, if you think it's a bad thing, and I would enjoy hearing that. So go follow me on Instagram if you are not already following me. Help me out in that way. That'd be awesome. And tell me what you think. I'd love to hear about it. So thank you so much for listening to the Ant on the Move podcast. Keep moving along, and I'll talk to you next time. Yeah.